Welcome to Word Fed Life, where words come alive. I'm Verlene Cromwell, and I'm so glad you are here. Word Fed Life is a faith-centered podcast about the power of words and how what fills the heart shapes the life we experience. Episode 14. Spring is here. New life is springing forth. This season, truth is in bloom. The main scripture is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? In episode 13, we talked about being careful how you hear. We learned that hearing is not just something we do with our ears. Hearing is something that affects the heart. The way we hear determines what we receive. What we receive determines what takes root. And what takes root will eventually show up in our lives. Jesus said in Luke chapter 8, verse 18, "Take heed, therefore, how ye hear." That means every believer must pay attention to the condition of the heart when the word is being heard. The word of God is seed, and the heart is the soil. If the heart is distracted, hardened, offended, fearful, or crowded with cares, the word can be choked before it produces. But when the heart is honest, humble, and open before God, the word begins to take root. Now we move into episode 14 with a beautiful picture, springtime. Spring is not just a change in the weather. Spring is a message. Spring announces that what looked dead is not dead. What was hidden was still alive. What was buried was still growing. What was silent was still being prepared. And that is how God works in the believer. Spring is a powerful reminder that life can be present even when it is not yet visible. During winter, the ground may look empty. The trees may look bare. The branches may look lifeless. The flowers may be nowhere in sight. But beneath the surface, something is happening. Roots are being strengthened. Seeds are being protected. Life is being preserved in a hidden place until the appointed season. This is often how our lives look as believers. There are seasons when it feels like nothing is moving. You may be praying, believing, hearing the word, obeying God, and still not seeing visible results. You may wonder, "Lord, is anything happening? Is anything changing? Is anything growing?" But spring teaches us that just because we cannot see movements does not mean God is not working. God does some of his deepest work beneath the surface. Before fruit appears, root must grow. Before flowers bloom, seeds must break open. Before new life springs forth, something must happen in the hidden place.
That hidden place is not wasted. It is where God strengthens our faith, purifies our motives, deepens our trust, and teaches us how to live by His word and not by what we see. This connects directly to hearing. If we are not careful how we hear, we may judge our season wrongly. We may look at a winter season and call it dead. When God calls it preparation, we may look at silence and call it absence. When God calls it development, we may look at delay and call it denial, when God is really working something deeper in us. That is why the believer must hear from the Spirit and not just from circumstances. Spring says, look again. Spring says, life is still here. Spring says, what God planted is not lost. Spring says, the cold season did not have the final say. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19 says, behold, it means see, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? God does not only do new things around us. He does new things within us. He renews the mind. He revives the spirit. He restores hope. He awakens faith. He brings fresh understanding, fresh strength, fresh obedience, and fresh vision. But notice the phrase, shall ye not know it? That means we must be spiritually aware. We must be able to recognize when God is causing something to spring forth. Sometimes we are waiting for God to move in a big outward way, but He is already moving inwardly. He is changing how we hear. He is changing how we think. He is changing how we respond. He is changing what we desire. He is causing His word to come alive in us. That is spring in the believer's life. Spring is when the word you heard in one lesson or one season begins to rise in another season. Spring is when the scripture you kept repeating starts giving you strength. Spring is when the prayer you prayed with tears begins to produce peace. Spring is when the obedience nobody saw begins to bear fruit. Spring is when what God planted in private begins to show evidence in public. As believers, we carry resurrection life. The same Christ who rose from the dead lives in us. That means winter cannot define us. Dryness cannot own us. Delay cannot bury us. Disappointment cannot cancel us. The life of God within us is greater than the season around us. So when spring comes, it reminds us of a spiritual truth. God is able to bring life out of what looked barren. He can bring fresh faith where there was fear. He can bring fresh peace where there was anxiety. He can bring fresh strength where there was weariness. He can bring fresh love where there was disappointment. He can bring fresh purpose where there was confusion. He can bring fresh hunger for His word where there was spiritual dryness. Spring is not just flowers blooming outside. Spring is the word blooming inside the believer. Let's look at three strong springing points. Point number one, spring reminds us that hidden life is still life. Just because something is hidden does not mean it is dead. A seed in the ground is hidden, but it is not lifeless. It is carrying potential. It is carrying design. It is carrying purpose. It only needs the right season to break forth. In the same way, there are things God has placed in you that may still be hidden. The word you have been hearing, the faith you have been building, the prayers you have been praying, the lessons you have been hearing and learning, none of it is wasted. God knows how to protect what He planted until it is ready to spring forth. The second spring point. Spring reminds us that winter is not permanent. Winter has a purpose, but winter is not forever. A hard season may slow things down, but it cannot stop the life of God. A dry season may test your faith, but it cannot destroy the word that God has planted in an honest heart. The believer does not live by seasons alone. The believer lives by the life of Christ within. That means even when the outside looks cold, the inside can still be alive with faith. Winter may be a season, but resurrection is our reality. Our third spring point. Spring reminds us that what God planted will spring forth. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 tells us that God's word will not return void. When God sends His word, that word carries power to accomplish what He sent it to do. So when the word of God is planted in the heart, it carries life. It carries direction. It carries healing. It carries resurrection. It carries strength. It carries fruit. The word may be hidden for a season, but it is still working. And in God's timing, what He planted will spring forth. Let's do this declaration together. I believe that God is doing a new thing in my life. What He has planted in me shall spring forth. I will not judge my life by a winter season. I will not call hidden growth dead. I will be careful how I hear, because the word I receive becomes the life I carry. The word of God is alive in me. Faith is rising. Hope is blooming. Strength is returning. Vision is awakening. Spring is here, and new life is springing forth in me. Springtime is God's reminder that life can rise again. What looked dry can bloom. What looked buried can break forth. What looked silent can speak again. And for the believer, spring is more than a season on the calendar. It is a picture of the life of Christ within us. Spring is here, and the Word of God is blooming in me. Thank you for joining me on Word Fed Life. I'm your host, Feline Cromwell. Until next time, give words life.
And I glorify your name. What a wonder, what a wonder you are. You say I must rise.